Senatsverwaltung für Bildung, Jugend und Wissenschaft des Landes Berlin. Prüfung zum Erwerb der erweiterten Berufsbildungsreife und des mittleren Schulabschlusses im Fach Englisch 2015. Welcome to your listening test. This test has got 4 parts. Please take your worksheets now. Listening Part 1. Short messages. You are going to hear 2 short messages. You will hear the recording twice. There are 4 questions in this part, 2 questions for each message. Look at the pictures and then listen to the recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the right box. You now have time to read the questions and look at the pictures. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks. Message 1.
Hello, Joey. This is Matilda from Blue Sky Travel. I'm calling about the flight you've booked with us. Unfortunately, there's been a change in the flight schedule. Your flight to New York will now be 1 hour later. So instead of leaving at 9:30, you'll leave at 10:30 tomorrow morning and arrive in New York at 13:10 local time. I hope this will not cause any inconvenience. The reason for the delay is a warning strike of the security personnel at London Heathrow. Please check the airport's website for any updates and further information about transportation options. Have a good flight, and enjoy the sunny weather in New York.
Message 2.
Hello and welcome to the Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area. Our national park and most of the visitor facilities are open every day of the year. Entrance fees into Bighorn Canyon are $5 per day. We also offer an annual pass for $30, valid for 1 year from the month of purchase. You can travel by car, but the best way to enjoy the park's breathtaking nature is to go on a scenic boat tour on the river. Tickets start at $10 per person. Bicycling is allowed only on public roads and in parking areas. Please note that there is no bus service available in Bighorn Canyon. Camping on the 4 campgrounds is free and on a first-come, first-served basis. No reservations will be taken. Enjoy your stay at Bighorn Canyon.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time. Message 1.
Hello, Joey. This is Matilda from Blue Sky Travel. I'm calling about the flight you've booked with us. Unfortunately, there's been a change in the flight schedule. Your flight to New York will now be 1 hour later. So instead of leaving at 9:30, you'll leave at 10:30 tomorrow morning and arrive in New York at 13:10 local time. I hope this will not cause any inconvenience. The reason for the delay is a warning strike of the security personnel at London Heathrow. Please check the airport's website for any updates and further information about transportation options. Have a good flight and enjoy the sunny weather in New York.
Message 2.
Hello and welcome to the Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area. Our national park and most of the visitor facilities are open every day of the year. Entrance fees into Bighorn Canyon are $5 per day. We also offer an annual pass for $30, valid for 1 year from the month of purchase. You can travel by car, but the best way to enjoy the park's breathtaking nature is to go on a scenic boat tour on the river. Tickets start at $10 per person. Bicycling is allowed only on public roads and in parking areas. Please note that there is no bus service available in Bighorn Canyon. Camping on the four campgrounds is free and on a first-come, first-served basis. No reservations will be taken. Enjoy your stay at Bighorn Canyon.
This is the end of Listening Part 1. Listening Part 2. Radio ads. Please note, you do not need to understand every word to do this task. You are going to listen to four radio ads. You will hear the recording twice. Read the slogans below first, then listen to the recording. For each ad, choose the correct slogan from the list, A to F, and put a tick in the right box. There is only one correct slogan for each ad. Two slogans can't be matched. You now have time to read the slogans. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks.
3, 2, 1. This is Deputy Becky Heron with a few Halloween safety tips. Kids, if you're planning to go trick-or-treating this Halloween, remember that it's safer to travel with a group of people. Make sure you have a flashlight with you and that you have some type of reflective clothing on so you're more visible in the dark. Only approach homes that have lights on outside and never go into a stranger's house. Make sure you wait to eat your treats until your parents check them for tampering. Have a safe and happy Halloween from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality, so it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school, and if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
This is Diane Lane. If you're thinking of exercising to keep more fit, that's great. But be sure to do it right. Give your body a chance to warm up before exercising and to cool down afterwards. Learn the correct way to run, lift, or to do any of the movements in your program. Don't push yourself harder or faster than your body is ready for. Exercising properly can make you more fit, more relaxed, and generally healthier. Carelessness or abuse can do just the opposite. So be careful.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute, WRInstitute.org.
When we stop reading, we stop thinking. When we stop thinking, our mental self-defense system breaks down. When our mental self-defense system breaks down, we end up with dangerously low self-esteem. When we lose self-esteem, we are more likely to eat fast food. When we eat more fast food, we put on weight. Keep in shape. Keep reading. The Economist.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time.
3, 2, 1. This is Deputy Becky Heron with a few Halloween safety tips. Kids, if you're planning to go trick-or-treating this Halloween, remember that it's safer to travel with a group of people. Make sure you have a flashlight with you and that you have some type of reflective clothing on so you're more visible in the dark. Only approach homes that have lights on outside and never go into a stranger's house. Make sure you wait to eat your treats until your parents check them for tampering. Have a safe and happy Halloween from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality, so it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school, and if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
This is Diane Lane. If you're thinking of exercising to keep more fit, that's great. But be sure to do it right. Give your body a chance to warm up before exercising and to cool down afterwards. Learn the correct way to run, lift, or to do any of the movements in your program. Don't push yourself harder or faster than your body is ready for. Exercising properly can make you more fit, more relaxed, and generally healthier. Carelessness or abuse can do just the opposite. So be careful.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute, WRInstitute.org.
When we stop reading, we stop thinking. When we stop thinking, our mental self-defense system breaks down. When our mental self-defense system breaks down, we end up with dangerously low self-esteem. When we lose self-esteem, we are more likely to eat fast food. When we eat more fast food, we put on weight. Keep in shape. Keep reading. The Economist.
This is the end of Listening Part 2. Listening Part 3. Unusual festivals around the world. You are going to hear three people talking about unusual festivals. You will hear the recording twice. Complete the table below using 1 to 5 words. You now have time to look at the table. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks. The Festival Holly.
You don't mind getting dirty and wet? Then you'll probably be interested in the Holly festivities. Thousands of Hindus in most areas of India participate in this festival. This event takes place every year on the day after the full moon in March. During this event, people spend the day throwing coloured powder and water at each other, having parties and dancing under water sprinklers. Why do people celebrate this festival? First of all, it is a religious festival, but nowadays people celebrate it to welcome the beginning of the new season, spring. Hindus believe it's a time to enjoy the beautiful colours of the spring season and say farewell to winter. Holi is a very carefree festival, which is great fun to participate in. However, you'll end up completely wet with colour all over your skin and clothes. Some of it doesn't wash out easily, so be sure to wear old clothes.
The Cheese Rolling Festival. Say cheese, eat cheese and chase cheese. Join the thousands of cheese lovers on Cooper's Hill in the Cotswolds region of England. The Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling takes place every year on the last Monday in May. It has been around for a long, long time. Some say at least for 200 years. What happens at the Cheese Rolling Festival is simple enough. At noon, a large wheel of Gloucestershire cheese is rolled downhill. People run after the cheese. In theory, competitors are trying to catch the cheese. However, it can reach speeds up to 112 kilometres per hour, so nobody can actually catch it. The first person over the finish line at the bottom of the hill wins the cheese. It is a rough race, and injuries are quite common. In fact, most participants only take a few steps before they start falling or sliding. In that case, the safest way to get downhill is to slide on your bum. To stay on your feet as long as possible, local guides say that you should run leaning back a little.
The Monkey Buffet Festival.
If you are fond of animals, why not visit the old town of Lop Buri in Thailand for its annual Monkey Buffet Festival? And yes, you're quite right in what you're thinking. A Monkey Buffet Festival is exactly what it sounds like. Lop Buri is famous for its long-tailed monkeys who roam freely throughout the town. Every year, on the last Sunday of November, these monkeys are offered food, tons of fruits and vegetables. There's a very old story that a monkey named Hanuman founded the town of Lop Buri. This is why the 3,000 monkeys, which cause a lot of trouble, are not driven out of town. Despite the monkeys' old connections with Lop Buri, the monkey buffet is actually a pretty new tradition and one that was introduced by a local businessman who wanted to attract tourists to the otherwise sleepy town. Now the festival pulls in thousands of visitors every year, bringing in much welcome income for Lop Buri's restaurants and hotels. Visitors should be warned, though. The monkeys are always looking for an opportunity to steal things, so watch your mobile phones, cameras and handbags, and anything else you value and don't want to donate to Lop Buri's hairy community.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time. The Festival Holi.
You don't mind getting dirty and wet? Then you'll probably be interested in the Holi festivities. Thousands of Hindus in most areas of India participate in this festival. This event takes place every year on the day after the full moon in March. During this event, people spend the day throwing coloured powder and water at each other, having parties and dancing under water sprinklers. Why do people celebrate this festival? First of all, it is a religious festival, but nowadays people celebrate it to welcome the beginning of the new season, spring. Hindus believe it's a time to enjoy the beautiful colours of the spring season and say farewell to winter. Holi is a very carefree festival, which is great fun to participate in. However, you'll end up completely wet with colour all over your skin and clothes. Some of it doesn't wash out easily, so be sure to wear old clothes.
The Cheese Rolling Festival. Say cheese, eat cheese and chase cheese.
Join the thousands of cheese lovers on Cooper's Hill in the Cotswolds region of England. The Cooper's Hill cheese rolling takes place every year on the last Monday in May. It has been around for a long, long time, some say at least for 200 years. What happens at the cheese rolling festival is simple enough. At noon, a large wheel of Gloucestershire cheese is rolled downhill. People run after the cheese. In theory, competitors are trying to catch the cheese. However, it can reach speeds up to 112 kilometers per hour, so nobody can actually catch it. The first person over the finish line at the bottom of the hill wins the cheese. It is a rough race, and injuries are quite common. In fact, most participants only take a few steps before they start falling or sliding. In that case, the safest way to get downhill is to slide on your bum. To stay on your feet as long as possible, local guides say that you should run leaning back a little.
The Monkey Buffet Festival.
If you are fond of animals, why not visit the old town of Lopburi in Thailand for its annual Monkey Buffet Festival? And yes, you're quite right in what you're thinking. A Monkey Buffet Festival is exactly what it sounds like. Lopburi is famous for its long-tailed monkeys who roam freely throughout the town. Every year, on the last Sunday of November, these monkeys are offered food, tons of fruits and vegetables. There's a very old story that a monkey named Hanuman founded the town of Lopburi. This is why the 3,000 monkeys, which cause a lot of trouble, are not driven out of town. Despite the monkeys' old connections with Lopburi, the monkey buffet is actually a pretty new tradition and one that was introduced by a local businessman who wanted to attract tourists to the otherwise sleepy town. Now the festival pulls in thousands of visitors every year, bringing in much welcome income for Lopburi's restaurants and hotels. Visitors should be warned, though. The monkeys are always looking for an opportunity to steal things, so watch your mobile phones, cameras and handbags, and anything else you value and don't want to donate to Lopburi's hairy community.
This is the end of Listening Part 3. Listening Part 4. GM Food. You are going to hear a radio show about GM, that is, genetically modified, food. There are four people in the show. Gertrude Rock, the presenter, Ranjit Gandhi, Jeremy Greenfield, and Paula Kennedy. You will hear the recording twice. Read the statements below first, then listen to the recording. Put a tick in the box next to the correct statement. Only one statement is correct in each case. You now have time to read the statements. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks.
Good evening. I am Gertrude Rock and welcome to Science Talk. This week we will be talking about genetically modified food, or GM food for short. It is also known as engineered food or biotech food. But before we start, let's see what some people on the street have to say. Do you buy GM food?
Huh? What's that? Never heard of it. I normally buy the cheapest food. I'm not fussy.
I'd prefer not to buy it, but how can I tell? Look at this box of cornflakes I've just bought. I bet the corn has been modified, but there is nothing written on the box.
God forbid. I would never buy this stuff. Ugh. It makes me think of Frankenstein. I call it Frankenfood. That's why I try to avoid supermarkets altogether. Their shelves are packed with that crappy GM food.
Quite a few different opinions out there. Fortunately, we have an expert here in our studio. Let me welcome Ranjit Gandhi. Hello, Ranjit. You have a website where you write about complicated scientific topics like biotechnology in a simple way.
Hello, Gertrude. Nice to be here. Yes, that's right. I explain new scientific developments so that the normal man or woman on the street can understand them.
Hopefully you will enlighten us. I have also invited two more guests. First, let me introduce Paula Kennedy, who just loves doing scientific experiments in school and is actually thinking about studying biotechnology. Welcome, Paula.
Hi, everybody.
And last but not least, here is Jeremy Greenfield, an organic farmer from Wisconsin who is proud of growing food in a natural way. No chemicals, no pesticides.
Hi there.
So, before we start our discussion, let's ask Ranjit for an easy-to-understand definition of our subject so that we all know what we are talking about. Ranjit, what is genetically modified food?
Well, GM food is produced in a technological process. It's when a plant or animal has its genetic material, its DNA, changed by scientists in a laboratory. I don't want to go into too much detail here because the processes are quite complicated. The reasons why we do this are much easier to understand, though. GM food products are changed for many different reasons, maybe to provide more vitamins, to grow bigger, or to make them more pest-resistant. Typical GM crops grown worldwide are, for example, rice, soybean, and cotton. These GM crops are either eaten by us humans or used as animal feed.
Thanks for your explanation. Let's ask Jeremy what he thinks. Well, Jeremy, you as an organic farmer, what's your opinion on GM food?
For me, it's a horror. We are playing God. We are manipulating nature, and we have no idea what the outcome will be. I don't know about you, but I find it really scary. How come people have more allergies these days than before? We think we are improving our food, but do we know what we are doing to our health?
That's true. There are no long-term studies yet.
And there is something else which is a problem for me. I am an organic farmer at heart, and I want to continue producing purely organic food. If the wind blows seeds from a nearby GM farm, my fruit and vegetables could become GM contaminated. Do you know what that means? It means that my products will not be 100% organic anymore. We've had this farm for 3 generations, and I have seen my children grow strong and healthy on a good diet of natural food. And I want to continue selling healthy organic crops to my local community. The whole GM thing could get out of control.
So, I see you're really getting passionate about this topic. Paula, you're planning to study biotechnology. So, what is your opinion?
In a way, I can understand, Jeremy. There is nothing like fresh, natural food, but I'm not as pessimistic. Don't forget that man has been changing the genetic makeup of plants or animals for thousands of years. Or do you think a pig, nowadays, is the same as it was 100 years ago? Only through modern technology are we much faster and much more efficient today.
So does that mean there's no need to worry? We are doing what we've always been doing?
Oh, no. I can't say whether there will be any negative consequences, but I'd rather participate actively than just complain. Biotechnology is not only about GM food. There are so many opportunities in that field. I'm certain that there is no future without biotech. And I want to be part of it.
Thank you for reminding us not to demonize biotechnology altogether. But let's come back to food production. Ranjit, could you tell us more about the positive aspects?
Of course. Farmers can grow more food on less land with GM crops. This means more food to feed the millions of hungry people in the world. Maybe biotech foods could help end the hunger in the world.
Bullshit. There's already enough food being produced in the world. Some have too much, others don't even have enough to survive.
As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, we can begin to grow foods in different conditions. For instance, foods that grow here in America could be engineered to grow, for example, in Africa, where the land is dry and infertile. You can also add vitamins to some crops, vitamin A to rice, for example. In Africa, 500,000 go blind each year because they don't get enough vitamin A. Isn't that reason enough to use biotech?
Good point. Tell us more after the break.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time.
Good evening. I am Gertrude Rock and welcome to Science Talk. This week we will be talking about genetically modified food, or GM food for short. It is also known as engineered food or biotech food. But before we start, let's see what some people on the street have to say. Do you buy GM food?
Huh? What's that? Never heard of it. I normally buy the cheapest food. I'm not fussy.
I'd prefer not to buy it, but how can I tell? Look at this box of cornflakes I've just bought. I bet the corn has been modified, but there is nothing written on the box.
God forbid. I would never buy this stuff. Ugh. It makes me think of Frankenstein. I call it Frankenfood. That's why I try to avoid supermarkets altogether. Their shelves are packed with that crappy GM food.
Quite a few different opinions out there. Fortunately, we have an expert here in our studio. Let me welcome Ranjit Gandhi. Hello, Ranjit. You have a website where you write about complicated scientific topics like biotechnology in a simple way.
Hello, Gertrude. Nice to be here. Yes, that's right. I explain new scientific developments so that the normal man or woman on the street can understand them.
Hopefully you will enlighten us. I have also invited two more guests. First, let me introduce Paula Kennedy, who just loves doing scientific experiments in school and is actually thinking about studying biotechnology. Welcome, Paula.
Hi, everybody.
And last but not least, here is Jeremy Greenfield, an organic farmer from Wisconsin who is proud of growing food in a natural way. No chemicals, no pesticides.
Hi there.
So, before we start our discussion, let's ask Ranjit for an easy-to-understand definition of our subject so that we all know what we are talking about. Ranjit, what is genetically modified food?
Well, GM food is produced in a technological process. It's when a plant or animal has its genetic material, its DNA, changed by scientists in a laboratory. I don't want to go into too much detail here because the processes are quite complicated. The reasons why we do this are much easier to understand, though. GM food products are changed for many different reasons, maybe to provide more vitamins, to grow bigger, or to make them more pest-resistant. Typical GM crops grown worldwide are, for example, rice, soybean, and cotton. These GM crops are either eaten by us humans or used as animal feed.
Thanks for your explanation. Let's ask Jeremy what he thinks. Well, Jeremy, you as an organic farmer, what's your opinion on GM food?
For me, it's a horror. We are playing God. We are manipulating nature, and we have no idea what the outcome will be. I don't know about you, but I find it really scary. How come people have more allergies these days than before? We think we are improving our food, but do we know what we are doing to our health?
That's true. There are no long-term studies yet.
And there is something else which is a problem for me. I am an organic farmer at heart, and I want to continue producing purely organic food. If the wind blows seeds from a nearby GM farm, my fruit and vegetables could become GM contaminated. Do you know what that means? It means that my products will not be 100% organic anymore. We've had this farm for 3 generations, and I have seen my children grow strong and healthy on a good diet of natural food. And I want to continue selling healthy organic crops to my local community. The whole GM thing could get out of control.
So, I see you're really getting passionate about this topic. Paula, you're planning to study biotechnology. So, what is your opinion?
In a way, I can understand, Jeremy. There is nothing like fresh, natural food, but I'm not as pessimistic. Don't forget that man has been changing the genetic makeup of plants or animals for thousands of years. Or do you think a pig, nowadays, is the same as it was 100 years ago? Only through modern technology are we much faster and much more efficient today.
So does that mean there's no need to worry? We are doing what we've always been doing?
Oh, no. I can't say whether there will be any negative consequences. But I'd rather participate actively than just complain. Biotechnology is not only about GM food. There are so many opportunities in that field. I'm certain that there is no future without biotech, and I want to be part of it.
Thank you for reminding us not to demonize biotechnology altogether. But let's come back to food production. Ranjit, could you tell us more about the positive aspects?
Of course. Farmers can grow more food on less land with GM crops. This means more food to feed the millions of hungry people in the world. Maybe biotech foods could help end the hunger in the world.
Bullshit. There's already enough food being produced in the world. Some have too much, others don't even have enough to survive.
As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, we can begin to grow foods in different conditions. For instance, foods that grow here in America could be engineered to grow, for example, in Africa, where the land is dry and infertile. You can also add vitamins to some crops, vitamin A to rice, for example. In Africa, 500,000 go blind each year because they don't get enough vitamin A. Isn't that reason enough to use biotech?
Good point. Tell us more after the break.
This is the end of Listening Part 4. Now you have time to copy all your answers onto the final answer sheet. Be careful, please. Don't make any mistakes when you copy your answers. Now hand in all the papers to the teacher, please. This is the end of your listening test.